Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
Find Great Destinations Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter.
Now, are you one of the millions of UK residents who won't get on board a plane or gets really nervous about flying? Paul Tizard wants to help you. He's worked at Virgin for years and has always been interested in psychotherapy. 19 years ago, he took an idea to help anxious flyers to Richard Branson. The Virgin Flying Without Fear programme was formed. Paul says a Cranfield University researcher confirmed that it is a widespread issue.
Approximately 30% of the population.
Monthly sessions, which include a flight, are held for nervous flyers around the country.
Well, a big part of it is turning up. When people have decided I'm going on that course, they've already started to entertain the idea I could get rid of this fear of flying. So our day is broadly chunked into two pieces, which is technical, or two pilots, and a safety trainer. Is it sort of knocks the legs away of a lot of the fears, because once people have arrived, they're sat in their little tables of 10, they've got to speak to their table team leader that everybody has, and they start to talk to other people who are like-minded. That's very reassuring for a lot of people straight away, because most of the people that they talk to that have a fear of flying either are not doing anything about it or are helping them to make the fear worse. If you work in commercial aviation, you hear the facts, you hear the truth, and you hear lots of different things that are going on in terms of the training and the backup procedures. When you're a member of the public, you don't have access to that information. And so when you hear something in the media, that's all you have to go on. The second half of the day is psychological. There's a group of therapists that work cognitive behavior therapy, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, relaxation. The day culminates with a narrated flight. We'll have one of our pilots sat up in the flight deck, not flying, and he or she will just do nothing else apart from narrate the whole flight. Because as we listen, if we think, oh, that felt like a sinking feeling, I think we dropped then. And then the pilot says, okay, we've just gone through cloud and we've probably moved a few feet up and down. And they have to decide at that point, who do I believe, my prehistoric belly or a professional trained pilot? And some of them will be thinking, I'll never get rid of this fear. Or if I fly, I'll have to always be drunk. When you see people come back from the flights and they're just ecstatic. As soon as we take off, people start clapping and cheering.
You can read more about the Virgin Flying Without Fear course if you just Google that. And if you've got any tips or advice or stories about what's worked for you, please let us know. Hello at greatdestinationsradioshow.com.